We really need proactive, collaborative, regulatory approaches.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. Last year, we made a big bite edition of the podcast looking at emerging products and services in the financial technology industry, or fintech. And it's no secret fintech services have exploded recently. Whether it's mobile wallets, virtual coins, or robo-advising, these services are digital, online, and fast. Recently, I sat down with Lorenz Evans, a director on our financial markets and community investment team, to talk about GAO's latest on fintech. Lorenz, what exactly are we talking about when we're saying fintech?
So we are talking about technology infused into the financial sector. And that's always been with us. But in this case, it's new technologies, virtual currencies. It is marketplace lending, where people are securing loans online exclusively, and outfits are using novel data and algorithms to price risk. So it's an interesting combination of new technologies that is potentially transforming the financial landscape.
Okay, so what has changed with fintech in this sector from last year's report?
So you see regulators are coming forward to offer some additional clarity. So people are understanding the technologies that are out there, their possibilities. You're seeing new things like initial coin offerings, which people, I mean, when you think about how people raise money on the stock market, you know, they issue stock, IPOs. Now people are issuing virtual currency, and folks are using that as a capital raising opportunity. So you're seeing a lot of new innovation in the space, and it's fast moving. So if you ask me this question in 2 weeks, you'll get another answer.
Last year, we looked at some of the benefits. Are we getting a better picture of what some of the risks are?
Here's what we know. We know some of the risks are, you know, the same risk that you see with traditional financial products. There's a risk that you might secure a loan on higher terms than you should have. You could get unsuitable advice from a robo-advisor. You could find yourself experiencing unauthorized access to your account. But then there are some new risks, right? If you lose your password in some virtual currency worlds, you lose access to that money.
So in light of what you've just said, how confident should consumers be in using some of these new technologies?
That's an excellent question. You know, in some cases, you have full coverage. Right. So these firms aren't operating in the wild, wild west. You know, they're subject to oversight. You have the same legal protections. But, you know, consumers should know the terms and conditions associated with each product. They should know what data is being collected and how that data is going to be used, where to turn to if things go wrong. And so that is important so that consumers don't become overconfident in this space.
We're talking about technology that has a global reach.
That's right.
Did this report look beyond our borders?
You nailed it. That's right. So technology crosses borders. We see innovative things going on in other countries. And so we wanted to look abroad to see how regulators were fostering innovation and overseeing this industry. And so we looked at the UK, Singapore, Hong Kong, Canada to some extent, and we saw some pretty innovative approaches to regulating fintech that we thought might be useful lessons learned for U.S. regulators. And what we learned when we looked overseas is that they had really interesting approaches to help fintech firms learn about compliance. One is a regulatory sandbox, which is like your kids playing in the sandbox. It's a safe place to play. It encourages responsible innovation and helps the fintech firm learn about the world in which they're operating, and also gives regulators a chance to learn about the new products. And this is important for things like blockchain, which is so new. I mean, it's almost reminiscent of what we experienced in the 1970s when we heard about the Internet Protocol. We had no idea where that would take us. Blockchain is like that, right? And so to be able to see that develop in an environment where you can really learn about the specificities of the product, I think is something useful that we could take and apply here in some manner.
What do you think some of the challenges are that are looming for fintech?
Well, the financial system is one of the more heavily regulated sectors of the economy, for good reason, right? When the financial sector sneezes, the rest of the economy gets a cold, right? Mm-hmm. We want robust consumer financial protections, safety and soundness, financial market integrity. So navigating this fragmented, complex regulatory structure is going to be the challenge going forward for fintech companies, because they want to ensure that they're compliant with the rules and regulations governing this space.
So it sounds like regulators have some catching up to do as financial technologies continue to change and advance. I asked Lorenz to walk me through his team's recommendations.
Because of the fragmented nature of the regulatory framework and the fact that, you know, fintech cuts across so many different jurisdictions, we are recommending robust collaborative efforts. That's ensuring the right agencies are at the table at these, you know, for these collaborative efforts. And we want to ensure that they're tackling some of the pressing issues. So we've made some recommendations in that space. And also, we want them to glean lessons learned from what's occurring overseas and tailor those approaches as appropriate for the U.S. context.
What do you think people should take away from this report?
So the technology is upon us, right? And so to harness the benefits and the possibilities of fintech, we really need proactive, collaborative, regulatory approaches, because that would lead to right-sized regulations that secure the benefits, mitigate the risk, and really leverage the opportunities that are presented at this time. And this report does a good job of pulling all that together.
Thanks for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.